Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and as you all know, on January 9th, I received evidence of a cyber attack orchestrated by China on our 2020 election. I took that one piece of evidence and I just went all in. This was something different nobody had seen. This was something that came through the machines, the Dominion machines, the Smartmatic, and other machines. This was a cyber attack. I didn't know anything about cyber attacks. And boy, I had to learn real fast. And I hired experts to validate this. These guys are white hat hackers that work for the government. But what I'm going to show you tonight is you're going to all know now why I have been 100% sure that when this gets before the Supreme Court, it's going to be 9-0. 9-0 to pull this election down, and that this was 100% an attack by China on our country through these machines. And with us right now is one of my cybersecurity experts. These guys are the best. And this guy has over 20 years of experience working in both the private sector and with government law enforcement and intelligence agencies. He has many information and cybersecurity certifications that specialize in advanced adversary detection, mitigation, and elimination. And here he is now. Hello.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for all the work you've done for our country, and thanks for all the work you've done for myself. And I know I've put yourself and many others through a couple months worth of work now just to get everything validated for our country, to show that this evidence is real. So what I'm going to go through, everybody, I'm going to start from January 9th. The stuff that these guys brought to me, these guys were there the night of the election, and it was like taking a movie. I compared it to like taking a movie, and they have all this information, millions of lines of data. Why don't we show that right now? Can you go ahead and say what we're watching here?
Yeah, that's essentially the raw encrypted data. And I mean, that would run for the next couple of days. You know, that's the amount of data that we're dealing with here.
So what this contains here is what? What are these? Is this cyber forensics? What are we looking at? What are these called? I know you had told me before they're called like PCAPs or something.
Yeah, so PCAP is just an acronym for packet capture. So it's essentially a moment in time that is captured, and that the transmission of those packets, any information that travels between point A and point B, is essentially a packet. And so those packets moving back and forth during the election were captured, but you need to actually record it, and so that's where we're very blessed and fortunate to have, you know, some of these guys that actually recorded the information as it happened.
You heard it here, people. You heard it here, everyone. We have, what a blessing it is that we have the evidence. This is what I've been telling everybody for months now, since January 9th. These are the actual evidence that was collected the night of the election and a couple of days following. Now, I can't read these, and neither can anyone else that's probably watching, unless you're an expert like you guys are.
One more piece to that is you can't go back in time and fake a PCAP, essentially. You have to capture that packet in real time. So you need to record it. You don't go backwards and, you know, recreate this whole, you know, chain of events. It
Wow.
happens and you record it.
Right. So, okay. That's a great point. So what he's saying there, everyone, is you can't go back in time and say, okay, I'm going to make these up. And also you can't go back and change anything, right? If you have these PCAPs, you can't go change them. It's a blessing we have them. If we didn't have them, the evidence would be long gone, correct?
Yeah, it would definitely be gone. And, you know, luckily somebody pressed record during the entire election. So,
wow. You know. Well, yeah, that is a blessing. And they brought it to me. Why did they bring it to me? Because I at that point on January 9th, nobody else was, all the other evidence they'd found for November and December, all I call it the organic cheating. All the, dead people voting, non-residents voting, all this other stuff. Everybody's so focused on that. And these guys, they're heroes that ended up collecting this the night of the election. So they bring it to me now, everybody. And I'm going, okay, I wanted to learn all I could about it. And one of the things is, now if you take this stuff here, and one of the things I asked you and many others, because I have many cyber experts, I'm going, is there any way you can go back in time and doctor it, change it? I think you compared it to like a forensic scene at a crime scene with like DNA evidence. Is that correct?
Yeah. So really what you're looking at is, there's hash values, which are unique to each item. Any change to that, it'll change the hash. So that's how you verify images, or the PCAP in this case. So when you're looking at this file, you make sure that it hasn't been doctored or anything's been done to it, because when you do the work, it needs to match that original file. And so that's where you start, and then we work to unencrypt and pull the data out to identify exactly what happened during that period of time.
Okay, so now, when you, in all your work in 20 years, then, do you work with these PCAPs a lot, or do most cyber experts, that's what you work with all the time?
Yeah, a lot of the time we do, because, if there is a active cyber attack, you record it. And the way you record it is through a PCAP. That's how you capture that traffic. And that traffic, when you capture that information, you have the source, you have the destination, you have the files that are being transmitted. And right. through what protocol, it captures a lot of information, and you go through it and right. essentially translate it.
Right. That's what took so long. I believe it's been a couple months now with I've had yourself and many others validating and translating these CPACs. And there was literally thousands of hacks, right, from China?
Yeah. Well, there were a lot, and there were a lot successful. Some were just doing reconnaissance, and others were flipping votes. And so right. it would go in and identify where it needed to flip, and then it would flip. So okay. yeah, there was a lot of activity.
So what I had you guys do was go out and get 20, just grab 20 of the PCAPs, 20 of them that you could take that data and translate it into something that was readable for all of us here. So what I did is I said, let's just see how this, because this was in the millions and millions of votes that were flipped in our election by China from Trump to Biden. Okay, so I said, well, let's just grab 20 of them, so we can make this absolutely 9-0 video. So we went out, we grabbed 20 of them. Now it took I don't know what it take 4 to 6 weeks to validate just those 20 PCAPs. And because I was very particular, wasn't I? I wanted every little thing validated and 100% foolproof. And these were the five states. These were five states: Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. Okay, so now what I want to do is bring up the data that you took the PCAPs and translated it for us and showed just these 20 attacks, exactly what these PCAP show and that we can all read. On the first line, if we start on the top here, this was from, if we look at the date, it's 11-3-20, the day of the election, at 10:49 p.m. Can you go ahead and take us through this when you talk about the source, and take us through it line by line and explain what this is?
Yeah, so the source is the IP address from the computer that essentially changed that vote. So since we focused on the 20, each one of these resulted in votes being changed. So that's the source. Latitude and longitude is essentially within 400 yards of where that device is located. Beijing, obviously China, province city. And then this next part is the network that was pulled out of the PCAP essentially. But some of this is in Chinese, so when you translate it, you just want to make sure, and as you've asked us to do, double, triple, quadruple, validate. And
Right.
so we've been going through making sure the translations and all the information checks out.
So what he's saying here, everybody, is what I did is I made them all validate the validation. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, so we, because we're dealing with other languages, we validated the validation that was validated.
So the next line there, which is the network code, what would that be?
Yeah, so that's essentially from the registration of that IP. So, most every single IP is registered to somebody. And so
Okay.
when you look at that network range, and identify who the registered owner is. And
Right.
so that's
Okay.
where it comes down.
Okay, so you got all of this information from the PCAPs, is that correct?
Yeah.
The next line, it says target. Now we just went through which would be the hacker or the attacker, so to speak, correct? And now we're going to get into the target, which is I guess I could pull that out. The target, that's the target. Would that be the target's IP address? And then again, the longitude, latitude, and the state that it was hacked into, correct?
Yep.
And then we have the entry point. There's Delta County here in this case, and then the network registration. What is it? So the network registration, that also, all this stuff came right out of the PCAPs that's preserved in time. You can't change it. And when you have it, it's 100%, it's non-negotiable. It's not, there's no, I mean, here it is. This is what it is. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think we were saying that this isn't subjective. It just is what it is. It's fact. The information, speaks for itself, and
Right.
you go from
So
there.
before we go to the last couple lines, I want to ask you this. If you are going to prove a case, a cyber case, a cyber attack, and if you had a wish list, like let's say, obviously when I came to you and said and others and said, hey, I have something that's really going to change the world. It's good because these guys brought me these. I didn't know they were called PCAPs at the time, but I knew they were from the night of the election. What would you say if you could have your wish list to 100% prove something? Is this what it would be? What would it be in a cyber attack?
This is 100%. I mean,
This is
just
what you would
any
want. This is.
a lot of times, you come in, at least, in our line of work, we get called in after the attack. So this was something that was captured during the attack. You always
Wow.
want that. You
Right.
want
You
to
always
catch
want the.
somebody, yeah, you want to catch them, somebody's robbing a bank, you want to have it on video. Like,
Right.
that's
Okay.
definitive evidence. This is robbing the bank and having it on video.
So I wanted to hear everyone to hear that. This is, we have what everyone would ever want if there was a crime committed cyberly, a cyber attack. We have the forensic evidence. We have the movie. We have the video of the bank being robbed, so to speak. And right before, I wanted you all to hear that before you look at the last couple lines here. You have the intrusion. how they got in, firewall or the credentials, whether they had the credentials. And was it a success? Yes, it was a success. Here it is, everybody. What happened? In this case, Donald Trump, it says down, there were 3,215 votes flipped. And you can go all the way down this list, and every one of them was a Trump, votes taken from Trump given to Biden. It was a flip. So these cyber hacks and these attacks, are you saying that these numbers here at the end came right off of those PCAPs? Is that correct?
Yeah, those, I mean, they're specific numbers, right?
Right.
So those, you're not just rounding up, it's actual specific, like to the vote numbers that were pulled out of the PCAPs.
That is so awesome. So everybody, do you see what this is? What we have here, you talk about a smoking gun. This is why I've been so, by everyone, you know, for 2 months, people have attacked me and told me I didn't have the evidence and all this stuff. And we've made these other movies, but I wanted to get on here and explain to everyone, this was an attack by China on our country through these Dominion and these other machines where, and they just hacked in a cyber attack, hacked into our election and flipped it to everyone, anyone that they wanted to win. In this case, it was the Democrat Party. I want to ask you something before we go to the next chart. Going to the Supreme Court, when this gets there, when we bring this to the Supreme Court, and so what you're saying, because this isn't subjective and you can't change anything, and with this evidence, if and you go in there, and what would you expect? Is there any way it could be 5-4 or 6-3 that this is real, or 8-1? Or does it have to be 9-0?
It's irrefutable.
Irrefutable.
So that's the word.
Irrefutable. Really, and it's not subjective, right? I mean, this is, if you
have not at all.
Right.
Yeah, it's blood speck. Sometimes you have little specks of blood, right? This is a bucket of it.
Wow.
That's
so awesome. Now everybody knows why I've had the confidence I've had over the last couple months. And now I want to show you, I want to show everybody what, just remember, these are just 20 of the hacks, everybody, out of thousands that China orchestrated. And so whether you're a Democrat or Republican, this is the most serious thing that's ever happened. This is the biggest crime against our country and humanity I could think of ever. So now let's pull up the next chart here. And what it's going to show everybody is, just remember, I just had 20 of the attacks, 20 of the thousands of attacks on our 2020 election by China. I just took 20 of them, and I had 20 of them validated and revalidated and revalidated. So right now, as we pull up this chart, I'm going to show you what those 20 attacks did. What they did, if you look at Pennsylvania here, it's where it said Biden won by over 80,000. Just with these attacks that we showed you, this small sampling, Donald Trump won by over 107,000. You go to Georgia, they say Biden won by 11,779. Just with this small sampling of the attacks, Donald Trump won by over 35,000 votes. Arizona, same story. Over 10,000 votes for Biden. And after you add in these, just this small sampling of the attacks, Donald Trump wins by almost 37,000. You go to Michigan, it says Biden won. Remember, we had the big thing in Michigan where they injected votes there. But you have 154,000 plus votes in Michigan. And with this small sampling of hacks, these 20 attacks, just 20 of them. Now Donald Trump wins Michigan by over 48,000 votes. Now when you go to Wisconsin, you can see Donald Trump lost by over 20,000 votes, but he really wins by over 49,000, almost 50,000 votes. And we realize this was just 20 of the thousands of attacks. This is why when we say that Donald Trump really won this election by like almost 80 million to 68 million for Biden, how can you switch tens of millions of votes? It had to be done with computers. It had to be done with the machines through these Dominion, through all these machines, and China did it. It's a cyber attack of historical proportions. And I want to ask you now, if you took this into the Supreme Court with all of this, and you just with these, just with this sampling, and with these, and brought it in there, could any cyber person that works in cyber, what do you call it, cyber warfare or cyber forensics, they would be able to show these nine justices this evidence? And is there any way that it would not be a 9-0 vote saying this is 100% true?
No. And I think it would be great for, you know, some of my colleagues and you know, more people within that community to weigh in, because they'll reach the same conclusion. And, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. We know what we're looking at, and I'm confident in, you know, them seeing the same exact thing, because, you know, we have. So it's real, it's there, and you can't change it. So what do you do with that? You have to rule, and that ruling is, it has to be, you know, I mean, it's not just majority. It's not just majority, it's the whole thing. Like, it's just, it's that black and white, and, you know, it doesn't come down to any politics. That's not what this is about. It's about, you know, our country, and, you know, that falls on both sides of the aisle. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, that's what needs to be done. And I think they'll choose the right, you know, decision.
Right. Well, it'll be 9-0, everybody. You heard it here. These guys, these nine Supreme Court justices, are going to be heroes as far as I'm concerned. They look at this and they don't even have to. I would like to be one of them. It'd be very easy to be one, knowing that you got brought evidence that is not subjective, is 100% non-negotiable. And so it's a very easy decision for all nine of them. I mean, everybody, you have to realize that these are nine justices. They are Americans. They grew up here. They have families. They have grandchildren, and they have neighbors. They have friends. It doesn't matter what's, if you're a Democrat or Republican or what you are. This was 100% attacked by China, the CCP coming into our country, and they just happened to use the Democratic Party. That's who they picked to do it with. Well, you know what? The Democrats warned us about this, everybody. They warned us about this for a long time, that these machines could get hacked.
We recently also, I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol, where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked election machines. Those that are being used in many states, but are not state of the art from our perspective.
We're very concerned because there's only three companies. You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling them.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors. These companies are accountable to no one. They won't answer basic questions about their cybersecurity practices, and the biggest companies won't answer any questions at all. Five states have no paper trail, and that means there is no way to prove the numbers the voting machines put out are legitimate. So much for Cybersecurity 101.
I know America's voting machines are vulnerable because my colleagues and I have hacked them repeatedly. We've created attacks that can spread from machine to machine like a computer virus and silently change election outcomes. And in every single case, we've found ways for attackers to sabotage machines and to steal votes.
Early voters in Georgia in 2018 saw machines deleting votes and switching them to other candidates.
When you say hacked, what were they able to do once they gained access to the machines?
Well, all sorts of things. They could manipulate the outcome of the vote. They could manipulate the tally They could delete the tally, and they could compromise the vote in any number of ways.
I'm pretty sure my undergrad computer security class at Michigan could have changed the outcome of the 2016 Michigan election if we wanted to. It is that bad. And we have a combination of very powerful adversaries and unfortunately quite vulnerable and obsolete systems. That's why I say it's only a matter of time.
This is why I have been so confident. And everybody that's watching this now, you need to share this video with everyone you know in the world. Every day, get up, text it to people, share it, call people, talk about it. Because you know what? This is our country. And right now, you have a job to do, everyone. Spread the word. Show this evidence everywhere. And why are we doing that? Because when this gets to the Supreme Court, the big win is they have to accept it to look at it, everybody. They have to accept it to look at it. Because once they look at it, it will be absolutely 9-0.